Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I know that you don't know me too well. Please allow me to introduce myself. Oh, I ain't coming round here to raise hell. Just try and hear me out. Just try and hear me out before you
Hey guys, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. I'm so super stoked.
Absolutely.
I think I can speak for Cody and say we both have been so thrilled since we were able to finalize this interview today.
Oh, God, that makes me so happy. Thank you for having me. You know, it's been something I've been looking forward to. I've been really blessed to be doing a lot of really awesome interviews. Cody was one of the first ones that I had interviewed with when I had my very first release. And, you know, since then, I've just been, as my fan base has been growing and as my song repertoire has been going, it's been really great to have a lot of people to talk to. But it's always really nice to come back to the people that supported you from the beginning, you know?
And,
if only
and,
I would have known. No, I'm just kidding.
I just got to say this. Your PR people are some of the easiest people I've ever worked with.
That's incredible. Well, I'm so glad you feel that way.
And I deal with a bunch of PR people in this business, and like I said, your people are just so great. So,
again, easy, because the thing is about the easier it is to get me with you guys, the easier it is on me as well, because, you know, when you make it a challenge to try to book things, you know, you tend to find a lot of stuff falling through. So, for the most part, you know, we really try to be easy to work with, and we try to make talking to me accessible, because obviously, like, I want to talk to people. I want to talk about my music. I want to, you know, get the fire and the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, and the song we just played earlier, A Girl Code, that's one of your earlier releases, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is the first time I've ever played it on the show.
It is. It's the first time. The only song I think that you had access to last time was actually right when I had released my EP, Just a Kiss. And that was all I had released at the time. And then directly after that, probably about 6 months later, if I'm correct, I had released Girl Code. And it was buying me some time to finish up some stuff with Burn. But I loved that song. I definitely, you know, in the future would love to be able to go back and maybe eventually make a music video to it later on. It was one song that, you know, I felt like it was strong enough to be able to push itself. So I was excited to release that when it came out, and I'm really glad that you liked it too, because there's a uniqueness with the whole a cappella part in the beginning. So,
and that's what I was going to say. That about the first minute of that song, when it's strictly a cappella, even my parents like that, and it's hard to impress my parents with music. So even they're like, wow, this girl is just incredible.
Oh gosh, thank you so much. You know, I'm a big believer in being fearless with your music and trying new things, and not a lot of people choose to do what I did, and I did it because I felt like, you know, it would set me apart and it would be something different and signature, because it's just very rare that you hear music starting off that way. So I was really, really proud of that release, and I'm one of the things that, you know, I really push, not only just being an artist but in life, is doing you and being confident in who you are and being confident in your choices. And, you know, regardless of whatever anybody says, only you know what's right for you. So it was really cool seeing the feedback, even though no one does that, how many people actually loved that a cappella part in the beginning. And I was just really happy that I made that decision.
You know, I wanted to touch a little bit on our friendship before we get into upcoming projects and everything. First of all, you know, I consider you a very, very dear friend. You know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and,
yes.
And
a day goes by, Jess, where on social media, I feel like I have to at least say hello to you or make a comment to you, acknowledge for you just being you.
You know, it never goes unappreciated. It's something that I really do. I love so much, how active you guys are and how supportive you guys are. And, you know, it's one of those things, especially from the people that started with me from the beginning as my fan base is growing. I do try to remind people how hard it is, because I really try to keep up with everyone. But, you know, there obviously are the people that have been with me from the very beginning that I feel a little more obligated to respond to. So you guys are definitely some of those people.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have to tell you this. As both an artist and a person, I have so much respect for you and what you're doing. I have a ton of respect for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And also, in the article I wrote about your voice blind audition, I don't know if you saw that or not, but
I didn't actually. I didn't even know you wrote an article.
Send it to you after the interview. I'll send it to you.
Gracious, I'm so sorry. I had a lot of stuff pop up after that moment, a lot of just exposure, you know, at one time. And it was a lot of things coming at me the very next day and the next week, the next couple of weeks, and I'm so sorry I missed that.
I will definitely send it to you at the interview. I will tag you again on Instagram.
Yay, thank you.
That's it. But I said, and this is true, you have it, what I call it. So not only are the pipes, because the pipes are amazing, but you have the personality, the humbleness, the drive, you've got it.
Thank you, Cody. You're so sweet. You know, when it all comes down to it at the end of the day, regardless if one day, you know, I make it to Carrie Underwood status, you know, we're all the same, we're all people, we're all humans in the end, and we're all, you know, sharing this together. And, you know, I say in a lot of my interviews that no one's success hinders mine. I'm on my own path, I'm on my own journey. And, you know, I just feel like it's so important to love on everyone. And part of the message, you know, music is something I love most in this world. It is my world. It's everything to me. But it really truthfully is just a platform to something bigger. I know that my purpose is much more than music. So part of that is just being a person that can show that unconditional love and support for people, you know, still can exist in this world today. So,
that's a great segue to the first question I've got for you. And I usually save this question till kind of the end of my interviews, but since you brought this up, I'll go ahead and ask.
Do it.
When everything is said and done with your career, and you've won major industry awards just left and right, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Well, what's one thing that I want to do? What?
Be remembered for as an artist.
You know, artists are, I plan to go for a long time. Like, the good thing is that, you know, Dolly Parton, she's still
obviously
doing her thing. She's Reba McEntire. You know, the good thing is in country music, you can go for a very long time. There's a lot of longevity in your career. Hopefully I won't be tossing in the rain too early, but you know, honestly, artists are just people, and in the long run, and I think more importantly, what do I want to be remembered for as a person than an artist? Because, you know, in reality, be real, what I'm gonna do on this planet, years and decades and everything later. I mean, a lot of people don't remember what people do, but they always remember how they made people feel, and you know, whether that's with my music or whether that's just me being a good person on this planet. And, you know, when people see me out and about, you know, I just always want to be remembered for the person that made someone feel really great. And that's really it. You know, that's what's important. It's really, really hard to remember every single person's achievements in this world. And in reality, that's why, you know, you live this life for you. You go out and you achieve what you want. And you live your dreams and you do it for you because, in reality, no one really cares in the long run, you know. When you think about it years and years later, what really matters is if you were just a good person, and that's the biggest thing. I just want to be someone who uses the gifts that God gave me, and I want to just be able to know that I'm using it in the most positive manner possible, and I'm, you know, making people feel good and feel loved, because that's, love is what's most important in this whole wide world.
Can I say, I couldn't agree more. I support artists mainly as people. A lot of people are very talented like yourself and have terrific music and sound wonderful like yourself. But like you said, and I support the people that are more caring, have good hearts, benevolence, and a lot of positive inner attributes. That's much more important to me than somebody who hits the top of the charts but doesn't socialize with a lot of people or keeps to himself. And as much as lovable as the country music industry is with a lot of these people that are very benevolent, as with the characteristics I just stated, there are some people that do tend to keep it to themselves. And thank God for people like you and other artists that show appreciation and respect for your fans, that it makes us want to support you as a singer-songwriter and as a person even more.
Absolutely. I appreciate that so much, because, you know, I think in the world, as you grow in this type of world, it gets more glitzy and it gets more glam, and a lot of people can very easily and respectively so get a big head. You know, you make a lot of achievements, and you tend to feel a lot more entitled, I guess you could say. And in reality, you know, I mean, we all put our pants on the same way. So one thing that's just really important to me is to remain humble, and to just, honestly, my biggest mission in life is just to do what I love to do, and, you know, to live this life with purpose, and give my grace to God. So that's the biggest thing.
Yes, and I commend you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys are really, really sweet gentlemen. I you don't know how much your love and support means to me. Thank you.
So it's an honor.
You know,
Justin, it makes it a lot easier to speak with you. Both of us, all of us, terrific people. Oh, go ahead, Cody.
I was just going to say, before my power kicked off, I was just going to say, that's why I went silent for a little while, because brief 2 second power outage. So,
that's okay.
I was just going to say that you know, this show has been in the country music industry for the past nearly 4 years now, and I'm sure you'll probably agree with this. I understand that there's sharks in the business. I mean, I get it. I'm not naive to the fact that there are people in country music that aren't necessarily in it for the right reasons. But there's sharks in the radio industry, I'm not going to lie to you. But I feel like by and large, 85 or 90% of the people in the country music industry, and that includes artists, managers, radio guys, are just genuinely good people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you attract what you are. I think the world is a mirror image of whatever you are inside and whatever you believe. And, you know, I think that no matter what industry it is in the world, you're always going to come across sharks and bad people, you know, and that's with anything in life. So it's all about being cognizant and being aware and being confident in who you are and making sure that, you know, you always have the best intentions, because if you do, you'll always attract the right type of people into your life. You know, you should never have to try to chase after people. You know, if you believe in yourself and you're always making the right decisions, the right people will eventually come to you. So,
Right. And also, speaking of the country music industry, like I said, I started in this industry 4 years ago, and I've been in radio 6 years overall. My first couple of years, I covered soap operas, and I will tell you this: being in radio is probably the best decision that I've made in a long time.
Wow. I mean, you know, you gotta do everything for you, you know, and you know, if you're doing something that's making you happy, that's what's important, because you're gonna have to live your life every day, you know.
And I feel like with the show, I feel like that if we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Hello. I'm sorry. You guys keep cutting out on me.
I'm sorry, it's not our, trust me, we don't want to play hide and seek with you intentionally, Jess, trust me.
No, but I just said that I feel like my only goal with the show has been to help some incredibly talented people get to where they want to be in their careers, and I feel like if this show is a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, the next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're doing it for all the right reasons, you know, and when you're living your purpose and you're doing what's making you happy and you're doing it with the best intentions, you're always going to automatically be someone who's helping others, you know. I mean, you have to be you, and you have to be living your purpose to do that. So, you know, you love what you do. It's very obvious, and because you love it and you're spreading love, you know, you're helping others, and you're doing it while you just enjoy what you love doing. So that's really, really cool.
This is Craig. I just wanted to say, ever since I started co-hosting the show with Cody, which was about last April, my supporting my artist, the Art of Men of Artists that I support, has at least doubled, if not tripled. You know, and it's led to me supporting artists such as yourself that I never would have known about years ago. And I realized that the music industry in general, not just country, there's so many artists that are yet to be discovered, that are unknown, that are such terrific people. So that's one major. Being able to talk to all these people such as yourselves makes this a very enjoyable job for me as well.
Oh, it's so incredible. I mean, you know, there really are. There's so many great people out there. And, you know, I say it all the time. There's room for everybody because the world is so vast and everybody all has their own unique interests in life. And, you know, no one's in hindrance of each other. So I'm just a big supporter of people who, you know, support growing musicians and doing what you guys do. And I just think it's so great because, you know, we need more people that are not just trying to follow the crowd and click on what everybody else is clicking on, you know. And it's really cool when you have someone who can appreciate uniqueness and people who are on the verge or up and coming. And I don't know, I've always been the person that I like to scout something out of someone that nobody else sees, because you know, it's that's the obvious, but when you can look past the obvious and you can find out things for yourself and find out unique qualities in people and just realize, you know, how great they are besides what the obvious is, I think that's a really, really beautiful gift to have, because you know, we tend to in this type of industry and in this type of world today with social media and stuff, we tend to follow what everybody else is following. And it's really good to be able to pick things out for yourself and have your own mind and have your own opinions on things and feel like you can appreciate something just because you appreciate it, not because everybody else does too.
People will see whether or not you are taking the lead or just following the crowd and not taking a stand. Like you said, people will see your presence on the stage as well as off the stage and know right away if you're someone who's not only caring but able to stand up and fight for their problems as well as possibly other issues that come up, such as in charity or what's going on in the world today, such as Route 91, which was a disaster. So it's important that and terrific that you realize this, and you're doing a terrific job carrying it out.
Yeah,
It
really does, and it means a lot because I'm a big believer in standing for something, but I'm also a big believer in pacing yourself because obviously you can't stand for everything. There's so many causes and there's so much uniqueness in the world today that you really have to, you know, pick something and be diligent about it, especially if you want it to be successful and, you know, in pushing what you're trying to say and accomplish. So for me, you know, I picked the two things out are the veterans and students and, you know, just like the young minds, trying to attack young minds and at a very young age to learn how to love themselves, something that I personally didn't have. And I think when you're able to have your own emotions and your own opinions and your own experiences on something, it makes you push for it harder. You know, I've had a lot of love for the veterans for many reasons, including the fact that having relationships, friendships, family members who are veterans. So it's important to stand for something, but stand for what you're passionate for, because you can't stand behind everything, you know. So pace yourself and have a purpose and, you know, help others and love on others and, you know, just really stand by what you're passionate for and what you love giving to, because that's what matters, you know, just the fact that you're standing for something in general.
Yes,
so,
I totally agree with that. We all do.
Real quick, because I know you said you have to be somewhere in like 5 minutes. So, real quick. Yes, it does. I know there's a lot of stuff that you can't talk about just yet, but the stuff that you can talk about, what's coming up for you?
Oh, I appreciate that question. So, as of now, there's a lot coming up, and I can talk about what's coming up. I just can't talk. I really don't have specific dates on it yet for many reasons. But I have a new EP that's coming here within the next couple of months, and anybody who's connected with me is going to be finding out very soon on when those dates are, and I'll be releasing a new 5-track EP. I'll be releasing a brand new music video. I will be later then releasing a tour, and just a lot of things that are coming and falling into place. And then I have my whole whimsical side that just, I really do. The universe is great, and it always gives me beautiful things at the last minute too. So there's lots of stuff that I don't even know about yet that's going to be coming very soon. So,
like you said, and I don't like to toot my own horn or a brag or anything, but like you said, this show has basically been there since the beginning of your career, and I've played your music several times on the show, and I will definitely play this brand new EP as soon as it comes out.
Oh man, that makes me so happy. Well, God's been good. He's put a lot of really great people into my life. I've had a lot of businesses, a lot of backers, a lot of people that from the very beginning just loved my music, and and you being one of the many that really did start with me from the beginning, it really is, a blessing to have so many people that really were so supportive. Without that type of support in the beginning, my song wouldn't have hit the charts from montaging and me, you know, setting a record on the show. And that was a really big deal. That came from the people that were already my fans. Because at that time it was such a short airing that I really didn't have a new accumulation of people that started finding me and following me. So it was really great to know that I had such love and support from so many stations and my town and people. And I'm just always grateful for the people who play my music and push my music and, appreciate what I can give as a person. And I'm always so grateful for that. So thank you.
You know, real quick, before we actually let you go, I wanted to talk about your music video Burn. This thing has got a couple of 100,000 views, which is incredible.
Thank you. And that's what's really cool is that's just on the Facebook version, which is great. The Vivo version on YouTube has been passed around a lot now too, which is awesome. So between all the outlets, it's really starting to grow a lot, and I'm so excited. I think the next music video is going to grow even more. My team and I are deciphering whether we're going to just release it on one platform and pass it around this time so we can just have the accumulated views just on one. We're still deciphering that, and it's looking like it might only release on my Vivo channel, but we're so excited about it. It's going to be so amazing, can't wait for the new one to come out, and I'm so thankful for everybody else who likes and views and comments and just keeps track on pushing Burn. It was my debut video, so I have a special place in my heart for that song and that video, so thank you so much for that. You guys are amazing. I hate the fact that I have to cut this right on time. Normally, I would, you know me, I'm a talker.
Right.
I would totally stay on, but I have another interview to go to. So.
It's okay. Yes, I appreciate it for the time you did give us. I just want to find out. I'm sorry,
absolutely.
Cody. Is it possible you'll be at CMA Fest in June in Nashville?
I at this point. I'm still kind of deciphering if that's going to fit into the plans with my release and stuff, but I will be making those announcements a little bit later on. So definitely stay tuned with me. As of now, I can't really actually say anything. So, but I will be making announcements of like what's coming, where I'll be playing, and who knows, maybe I'll be there. So
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
You're the best.
Before you do go, I wanted to tell you this. You know how I feel about you, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that not only your music is heard, but that you are heard.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Please, just as much as my music, like I said, my other platforms are so, it's just a platform to something bigger, which is, just making people feel loved and feel beautiful and whole. We all just need that type of reassurance sometimes. And the thing is, I've been torn down enough to be rebuilt again in my life to feel confident enough to help people that need that. So, so what I do with my Strong program, and I've talked briefly on my social media about my past with my father and the experiences that I've gone through. And, I had a hard past. So I'm capable of, spreading love and loving on people unconditionally from what I went through. So, and that's all part of, our journey. So that's my unique little trait. And that's what I love to do. And music lets me do that. And like I said, the platform is something much bigger. So the fact that you'll share not only my music, but my message means the world. But guys, the best. I have to get going. Thank you so much for having me on today. Y'all are awesome, and I can't wait until I get to talk to you guys again.
Hope so, too.
It's been so great to catch up with you.
It's been an honor.
Great catching up with you, my friend.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we'll be staying in touch. We'll be tweeting and all that good stuff. So, and then here soon when I have some more announcements and stuff, you can get me back on the show. And I'll be able to...
And I will definitely tag you in that article.
Yeah, I'll try. Yes, please do.
I will
tag
that article for you.
Thank you so much. You're the bomb. You're the best, guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for coming on, Jess. It's been such a pleasure.
You guys are wonderful. I adore you. I'll be talking to you guys soon.
Bye, girl.
Bye. The last one.
That girl is amazing. I'm just going to leave it at that. That girl's so amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. We definitely have to have her back on the show again.
Oh, yes. There's. I'm already working on that. That's all I'm going to say. I'm already working on that. But, who have we got coming up this Saturday and next week?
All right. Well, this Saturday, just scheduled, we have Mackenzie Carey, who will be one of the contestants on American Idol. You know, she actually performed at the huge concert in Clearwater, Florida, with a lot of country artists that we know. And I think it's going to be a terrific interview. And I can say that I will be able to co-host the show while driving to my Seder. Next week, we have two fantastic interviews. We have on Tuesday, Madison Kozak from Song Suffragettes. I saw her last year perform live. She's terrific and very nice, and she just performed this past Monday, too. She was fabulous, so it should be very talented. And then this Wednesday, we have none other than Jenny Tolman. Her song and video, Something to Complain About, is absolutely nothing to complain about. It's sensational. It's number two in a CMT 12 pack. Hopefully that it goes to one. So we get to chat to her about the video and her music career. And more shows to come in April.
Agreed, completely. So I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Have a good night. I'll talk to you on Saturday, Cody.
All right, but I'll talk to you Saturday. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jess Lee, who has become a very dear friend over the years. Like Craig said, we have a show Saturday with Mackenzie Carey, and Tuesday on the show we have had the lovely Miss Madison Kozak joining us, and April 4th we have which is next Wednesday, we have the lovely Miss Jenny Tolman with us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.